Listening 5, Property Law.
Hi, Piotr. Hi, Magda. Good to see you. Just grab a seat and make yourselves comfortable.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So you want some advice on buying a house, then?
Yes, we're sick of renting.
And the money's just going to some landlord.
Yes, that's what we thought when we decided to buy. The mortgage is cheaper than the rent.
So how do we get started on buying a house?
Let's say you find a house that you like.
Yeah, there are one or two that we like.
You've seen it, and you decide you'd like to buy it. First thing is to work out what payments you would make to a mortgage firm, bearing in mind interest rates can vary. So you've worked out your offer, depending on the market, at the asking price or a bit below. You then put that offer to the estate agent, and then they contact the vendor, the seller. If the vendor is happy with your offer, they then can accept your offer. The property is sold subject to contract. In other words, it is sold, but you could pull out at any stage up to the completion of the contract. Then you appoint a solicitor. You may get one recommended by the estate agent to go through all the paperwork. They act as a conveyancer for you.
So what then?
The solicitors guide you through the buying process and deal with the mortgage offer and organize the transfer of funds between the banks or building societies. They also sort out searches on the land, make recommendations based on a building survey, and sort out the title deeds and the property register on the land registry. You'll need to get a surveyor to look at the outside and inside of the building to check that everything's all right, that there are no problems with damp, rot, the roof is okay, and so on. The searches cover things like nearby planning applications that might affect you, such as a big new development, and if there is a history of mining that might have contaminated the land. The water supply, drainage, and electricity network is covered, and they check that the vendors really are the vendors of the property. That's all in the HIP.
What is this HIP?
Ah, yes, that came in recently. HIP stands for Home Information Pack. All vendors have to get one done and supply it to the buyer. It is basically an energy efficiency audit for the house, with all the searches included.
I heard something about a list of all the things in the house that you have to fill in.
Oh, yes, that's the fixtures and fittings questionnaire. The vendor has to supply that so that you know what contents are being sold with the house and that legally they have to leave them once they are declared. So there's no disappearing off with the carpets or light fittings once they are included.
So if everything's okay?
Assuming all goes well with the searches and you are still happy, you get a date for the completion of the contracts when the property is effectively sold. It is very difficult to stop the sale going through at that stage. Then a date is set to exchange contracts through the solicitors, and then you take possession of the property and can exchange house keys.
Sounds okay.
Oh yeah, there is something else to consider. You guys aren't married?
No, I still have him on trial.
Well, when buying a house, you have to state whether you want to have joint ownership as beneficial joint tenants when you have an equal share in the property. If one of you were to die, the house automatically transfers to the partner, irrespective of what is stated in the will. Otherwise, you can be beneficial tenants in common. The property is held by the joint owners in specific proportions, which may or may not be equal. There might be, for example, two owners each owning a half interest in the property, or 60% and 40% share, respectively. That share doesn't automatically pass to the partner, though, but would form part of his or her estate, and the share would pass according to that person's will or under the rules of intestacy.
Something to think about. How about a beer?